big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and a quest has been fulfilled. The search, I guess this is a never-ending search. You're always searching when you're shooting the ball to make it. Sincere Harris was on a special journey for the first 12 games and change of the season. And he told us he was going to find it. He came into this game 0-26 from 3 after 12 games. But he told us he was going to find it. And there's no doubt that he was going to find it. It was just a matter of when. And he missed his first two today. Neither one was particularly close. The third one went in. So he goes from 0-26 to 1-27. And then he shot another one, made that one too. I mean, and, you know, he was 0% for 12 games, 50% from three in the first half, in one half. So excited that Sincere Harris made not one, but two threes. I did say out loud, all right, dude, you got your three. Don't take them. But that's unfair to Sincere Harris. He said after the game, and I don't doubt this, that he's making them in practice. He's working hard. Over 26 is brutal. And I have to back off of the don't shoot. He's a great defender. He's finding his role. And if he can make a couple of three, I'm not asking Sincere Harris to make a couple of threes a game, but if somebody's got to be on him instead of backing off and maybe helping on Javon or somebody else. If they got to respect the three or even if they don't respect it and he makes a three a game, that does wonders for this team. And West Virginia, oh yeah, they won, by the way. I mean, if Sincere Harris makes a three in a game, I feel like West Virginia can't lose. And if he makes two, then they can be up 23. Wait, if he makes two threes, not only can West Virginia not lose, but they can score 23 points in a half and still win by 19. And that's what West Virginia today did against Oklahoma State. They followed the best road win in, what, two decades with a dominant first half against the Cowboys. And it's the defense. It was 7-4 for what felt like forever. But Oklahoma State didn't get the 12 until a little, or like close to 5 minutes left in the first half. West Virginia has played 6 games since they returned from the Bahamas. None of those 6 opponents have shot over 40% from the field. Oklahoma State shot 33% today. And I've went through the defensive stats. I got to say them again. As of this recording, West Virginia has the following rankings. Out of 360 teams in Division I, that's an estimate. These are the defensive rankings for West Virginia 13 games into the season. 4th in the country in opponent effective field goal percentage. 6th in the country in opponent three-point percentage. 7th in the country in opponent two-point percentage. So outside of free throws, you can only shoot twos and threes. And West Virginia's top 10 guarding that as far as what the opponents are shooting in both twos and threes. That is super impressive. 14th in block percentage. That's dropped a little bit with the block connoisseur Tucker DeVries being out. But still 14th in the nation in block percentage. 48th in non-steal turnover percentage. 58th in opponent turnover percentage. And 87% in steal percentage. Just across the board, killing it defensively. They can lean on that every game. And you can see, especially with Ed Andre 3000 in the starting lineup and how he's able to, he only had one block shot today, but he can change things around the rim. And Toby Okadi is good at defending. And you know Sincere Harris, he's making threes now, but he's all year been playing exceptional defense. They're doing an amazing job. And if Oklahoma State couldn't get put back points and second chance points, they wouldn't have broke 40 today. I mean, it's really impressive. Is Oklahoma State good at offense? They are not. When you make them play half court, it looked like they ran the same play just over and over again. And West Virginia was just there every time, especially in that first half. West Virginia out-rebounded an Oklahoma State team that is really good at rebounding. Javon Small and Ed Andre 3000 double-digit rebounds today. Just a great performance coming off of that Kansas win. Concerned about a letdown. No hint of a letdown in that first half. Javon Small has played two Big 12 games for the Mountaineers. He has two double-doubles. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Outside of the 6 turnovers, and you know he's not happy with that, he's setting the tone. West Virginia felt like they hadn't scored in a long, long time in the second half. Who gets the bucket to get the scoring going again? It's Javon Small driving and getting a bucket. Help control the tempo today. Against the team, you know, I told you, Oklahoma State not good in half-court offense. He even got to sit for 4 minutes today in an upset, 36 minutes instead of 40. Javon Small is having a special season. I mean, the CBS Sports Network graphic, the analyst today had Javon Small in the conversation, not just for Big 12 Player of the Year, like National Player of the Year conversation, and he is worthy of that. This is the 13th game. He struggled one game out of 13, and the others, he's been from good to exceptional. And when you're getting a double-double, you're doing great. Again, 6 turnovers, not happy with that, but just killing it. Tucker goes down. He goes from 1A to number one key player on this team, and It's really awesome. The second most minutes behind Javon Small, as we all guessed, is freshman Jonathan Powell. And especially in that first half, 5 of 7 from 3 for the game. But he was deadly in that first half. He finished with 17 points. Jonathan Powell scored 5 points in 3 games in the Bahamas. In 2 Big 12 games, 28 points. And with Tucker out and you missed that three-point shooting, Jonathan Powell is starting and getting those three-point shots up. And when he's open, you feel good about it. And he doesn't take a ton of contested shots. And he didn't get them to fall in the second half, but they all were decent looks. It's just from a long ways away. At three-pointers, they're far away. And he's carrying that load of three-point shooting with Tucker DeVries out. Ed Andre 3000, hard to follow up the performance against Kansas, but he did have 11 rebounds, 7 points, 4 assists. I mean, they are Oklahoma State was not going to let Javon Small come off the pick and roll without two guys on him. And so that gives Ed Andre the ball at the foul line, and he's making good decisions. He had a couple of turnovers today, but he's finding the right guy. He's looking. It's really impressive. I didn't know. Is it playmaker Ed Andre 3000? I don't know about that, but like, just watch the ball movement on this team. I mean, Ed Andre can pass the ball. And everybody on this team can pass the ball. There was a possession in the first half where it was like 8 passes in 5 seconds. They can just whip it around the court. It's beautiful to watch. It's just night and day from what we've seen over the last few years. And it's just, it's great. And the best example is Ed Andre having 4 assists. Toby Okotie, 3 offensive rebounds today. One of them was a putback in the first half. One was another in the first half that led to Javon Small getting fouled and making 3 free throws. He had 5 points and 7 rebounds. Amani Hansberry, no excuses, right? But Amani, back in, didn't look 100%. I think he was on a minutes restriction. But he did play 13 minutes, got a couple offensive rebounds. He's good in that pick and roll, finding and creating 3 assists, all of them to Jonathan Powell in the first half. Amani's back, but KJ Tenner left this game, and it gets you thinking, what kind of protective gear can you wear in basketball? I don't think the sleeves count. Can you wear shoulder pads? Can you wear like a boxing helmet, some kind of head protection? You know, like the football players in practice, they have what looks like a cushion around the helmet, not only a helmet, but a cushion around the helmet. Can basketball players wear something like that? Not a football helmet, but just something. I mean, poor KJ, he got unintentionally Hulk Hogan leg dropped by a not intentional from former Mountaineer Pat Sumnick. Good to see him. Wish him well in his future endeavors. But KJ didn't return. Coach DeBreeze didn't have a status update. Got to have KJ in the mix, and he had to leave this game. It's just, that's what West Virginia's fighting against, is injury luck. We're not in poor injury luck, but we're getting close to that. We need some protective equipment, all right? I want to see the guys out there all with headgear in the next game.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This win is not as impressive as winning in Allen Fieldhouse, what can be. But you have to respect this team following up that win with a 46-19 first half. Love and respect Oklahoma State, probably a bottom 4 Big 12 team this season. And you got to win these games against the bottom half of the conference. Doesn't matter where West Virginia is pegged as far as position. When you get a bottom half team at home, you got to win. And West Virginia is now 2-0 in the Big 12 for the first time since Javon Carter and Daxter Miles senior season. You got to go back to the 2017-18 season. And I optimistically predicted 9 wins in conference play. That definitely feels attainable, right? I mean, if you go 500 in conference play for the last 18 games, that has West Virginia at 11-9 in the Big 12, 20 wins before Kansas City, and you're comfortably in the NCAA tournament. There's plenty of games to play. Talked about the injury luck. Gotta have it. But if Javon Small continues to play like this, Jonathan Powell continues to shoot like this, get some better injury luck. Doesn't 20 wins feel low? I mean, I'm agreeing with the CBS guy saying Javon Small's in the conversation for player of the year. So if you got a player of the year candidate, 20 wins feels low. Let's be clear. I am not jinxing anything. My words have no bearing on what happens in the future. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. I haven't done a women's update on the podcast in a while. Let's check in with them. They finished their non-conference schedule last month with a 10-1 record. Their only loss was to Texas in the Gulf Coast shootout. Texas really good. This was televised on something called Flow Sports. Their business model, they charge $30 a month. ESPN Plus, you can get it for less than 10 or around 10. Flow Sports, 30. So I'm guessing I did not pay $30, or you can give them $150 and get a year of Flow Sports. I didn't do that either, but I would assume that the Flow Sports product is 3 times as good as the fabulous folks at ESPN Plus. I don't know what the business model is. I wish Flow Sports the best in their future endeavors. I did not give them my money, and it's a bummer I missed those 3 games at the Gulf Coast shootout. West Virginia went 2-1 in those games. They're in Big 12 play as well. They played 3 Big 12 games. They're 2-1. Wins over Central Florida and BYU today. They didn't play both teams today. BYU was the game today. And they trailed BYU going into halftime, but they had a strong second half to win comfortably. Their loss was at Colorado, and that was a rough one. They had an 11-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but they only made 2 field goals in the final quarter. Buffaloes came back to win. For a team that I think can contend for the Big 12 regular season title, if they don't, they'll definitely want that one back, because that was a... they just completely ran out of gas. No excuses. I mean, I don't know if Coach Kellogg is using that. Probably a version of that. Who wants to use excuses? Besides, I mean, I can do that. I'm allowed to do that. First time in Colorado, elevation. West Virginia on the men's side is going to experience that. I definitely have the women's experience in my head as West Virginia goes to Colorado next week. But listen. They don't play, as of right now, the women don't play a ranked team again until hosting Kansas State on February 17th. Don't get me wrong, tough games in between. They've got home and home versus Oklahoma State, road games at Arizona, at Baylor. Baylor's always good. Home games versus Iowa State, which is struggling, but they've got Crooks, who is really good, Kansas. Revenge game versus Colorado. If they can somehow get to 11-3 going into the Kansas State game, I think that gives them a shot to win the regular season title, because they'll play the 3 teams that are currently 3-0 in Big 12 play, back-to-back-to-back, host Kansas State at TCU, both ranked teams, then back home for the 3-0 right now, Utah Utes. And then West Virginia finishes the regular season at an improved Cincinnati team. I don't think 11-3 is ambitious for this team. JJ is great. Kaya Watson is having a great season. Jordan Harrison started the season strong, came back down to earth here a little bit, especially today. But the two players we got to watch, when Sidney Shaw is making threes, this team can hang in it with anyone. And so if she's on, watch out. And she can definitely be on. And then the other factor is Jordan Thomas. And similar to the guy's side where West Virginia is depending on Jonathan Powell and KJ Tenner to make big contributions, on the women's side, they're going to ask Jordan Thomas to make big contributions against other good, experienced post players in the Big 12. So it's a big learning curve for a freshman. But if Jordan Thomas is playing well against this competition, then they can give themselves a chance. And I think Jordan Thomas and Sidney Shaw are the two to watch to see if West Virginia can. I think they're a top five Big 12 team, no matter what. But if those two are on, then they can compete for the one seed in Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament. But they're doing great. I think there's going to be some remorse for that, for how that Colorado game went. But they're in a good spot, and they've got a chance. Plenty of games to play. They've got a chance to do big things this season. So shout out to the women. Back to the men's side, the next game for WVU is another home game, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., ESPN Plus. So back to streaming. What, a third less than Flow Sports, ESPN Plus? West Virginia will play, once again, the Arizona Wildcats. It's the second time they played Arizona. To be fair, first time in America. And the first time and only time that it counts as a Big 12 game. The game in the Bahamas did not count as a conference game. Obviously, Arizona is also 2-0 in Big 12 play. So it's a battle of the unbeatens on Tuesday. Arizona beat TCU at home, and they got a big road win today at Cincinnati, a really good Cincinnati team, held on to win. As we know, West Virginia beat Arizona in overtime in the Bahamas, but a lot's changed. West Virginia won that game on the back of a big Tucker DeVries performance. Anything can happen, but I'm guessing no Tucker for the Arizona game this time. So how do you, you can't make up those points. It's just going to have to be a different game. I like that it's in Morgantown. Caleb Love, he's coming off of a 3-for-15 shooting performance today. He's really good at basketball, did well against WVU in the Bahamas. He'll look to rebound against WVU, and I think he will. Unless Sincere Harris, this might be a Sincere Harris revenge game, guarding Caleb Love. But both teams are in a different spot. Both teams will have more than a day to prepare for this one, where in the Bahamas, it's the third game in 3 days. Both teams are on fumes. But Arizona, in the second game of a road trip, I don't know if they've ever played in Morgantown. Listen, the worst that can happen is you split with a good Arizona team. That's not bad. Arizona's good at basketball. Their coach is good at coaching basketball. If somehow they lose, then you split with Arizona. There's no shame in that. The best that can happen, are you sitting down? The best that happens is that you're still tied for first in the conference. You're 3-0. You're flying high, going to Colorado. Speaking of flying high, and man, that Javon and Daxer 2017-18 team, they won their first four Big 12 games en route to a Sweet 16 season. It'd be wild for this team to start 3-0, but it's possible. Defense should be fun. Looking forward to it. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 11 wins, and they have 2 losses.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.